Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
Mobile. 95, feels like 104. Good morning, Rusty, N02.
Well, I figured I'd go get me some barbecue for lunch. Figured I'd want me a good barbecue sandwich, so that's where I'm headed. And on. And as I pass over Interstate 26, big old tractor trailer load of new cars just went underneath the bridge, so. And on. They're shipping them from somewhere up here.
Yes, sir. I suppose so. Patrick says what they're going to do is freeze us out of repair parts and that for our gasoline-powered ones. And they're giving billions to the automobile manufacturers to change over from electric cars. And then I think we're screwed.
Well, I don't know that they're selling as many of the electric cars as they think they are going to. It just ain't happening. People are finding out that the cost of having them is not as big a saving as they thought it would be. And because you got to pay for having a vehicle charged, and I understand that Duke Energy treats those things, those chargers like that, as commercial property. So they charge, have a higher rate for those, as I understand. So, oh well, they'll just have to do what they gotta do. They do what they do, and I'll do what I do. W2 T-Mobile.
Certain people, I think it was Dave Watson, told me that they raise your taxes on even the hybrids each year on the taxes you pay. Because you're not paying any road tax because you're not buying gasoline. And so the electric ones will be the same way. Oh, well, I ain't buying one in my time that I have left here on this earth. Well, I went out and met the mailman, gave her a couple of three letters. I don't like to put them out in the mailbox. Even though it's a locking one, they don't have access to that part. But got that done. Tomorrow's Prime Day. I don't have anything I need to buy. And it probably ain't on sale anyways. All we done this morning is feed and water the chickens and went out and picked a couple of tomatoes. Don't have very many. And come back in and they're sheltering inside.
I'm headed out. I'm going to get me some lunch, and then I'm going to come back to the house, and I'll be there till about 4:30, quarter or 5. Then I got to head to the rehearsal site because we got to set up. We're having a open house tonight, and trying to entice some new folks to come sing with us and show off what we can do and everything else. So we're trying to get things back together so we can increase the size of our chorus some more and see where we can go. We're going to try that anyway. But, so we're going to do some special songs, do some special singing, and invite people to sing along with us, and then also have some refreshments later. So, that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to see what happens and see how many people show up. I invited two or three, and no firm commitments from any of them, but one of our guys says he has commitments from 22 people coming from his church, so we guess we'll see what happens.
Good. And the barbecue sounds good, by the way. I don't know what you got in mind, Bernice. Nothing. Anyways, is this the barbershop quartet, and where are you having that at?
Oh, it's our barbershop chorus, and we're at the church where we rehearsed over there in Duncan tonight. So that's where we're going to have the open house and everything there. We've invited a bunch of people to come. We've been out on social media and things like that. So we've been trying to encourage a bunch of people to come. We'll see what happens tonight. if they do or don't show up, and you know. And we'll just watch the way things go and see what happens and go from there. And the place I'm going for barbecue is Shane's Barbecue over here in Spartanburg where I go. And there goes one of those little bitty electric car, one of those little bitty cars, the three-cylinder things that looks like a roller skate and all. But too claustrophobic for me. W2T.
Yeah, my son-in-law's mom bought a Buick the other day, SUV, and it has a three-cylinder, I think it's dual turbochars, and, oh boy, Buick, beware, that's all I can say. And you'd think they'd learn. They had one that was beautiful, a model of a SUV, power steering, a rack and pinion. Went out of it three times. I think in the first year they owned it, they finally went and bought a Cadillac. I think the story behind that is they owned General Motors stock because they were fairly well off, and so they wanted to keep their stock up, I guess, Rusty, because if you go to Consumer's Guide, I don't think they're highly recommended. At least they never have been for many years. Used to be a good car. Well, it looks like we're going to get rain possibilities from Wednesday all the way through the end of the weekend.
That'll be good. Well, I'm here, and doesn't look like it's crowded right this minute, so I'm going to go in and get me some lunch. And I'll talk to you later, Tom. You have a good one. N0TR W2T 73s for now.
Bon appetit, as Dave Watson used to say. 73's Rusty. W2T and 0TR clear.